It's Wednesday, the 15th of April, day 25. Regular listeners to this diary may recall that in the early days of the lockdown I was puzzled by the hysteria over toilet paper, and suspected that the origins of it lurked in the unfathomable depths of the human psyche. And then I discovered that the shortages had a rational explanation. It was to do with supply chains, and the fact that when people are all quarantined at home, every house uses more toilet paper. So the frenzy had a rational basis, after all. Having learned that, I then forgot about it, except when one family member shared photographs on WhatsApp on how her cat had taken an irrational dislike to toilet rolls, with predictable results. But I had reckoned without the unstoppable curiosity of Henry Alford, a New Yorker writer. In a little piece entitled Interrogating the TP Panic, he starts with a factual error. Unlike hand sanitizer and test kits, he writes, toilet paper is not a commodity subject to increased needs in the current crisis. Unquote. Wrong, I thought. See my earlier comments about increased usage of toilet paper during coronavirus lockdowns, when people are not using toilets at work, school, hotels and restaurants during the day. But we will let that pass. After all, a factual error in the New Yorker is like a five-leafed shamrock and should be stuffed, preserved and exhibited for the edification of lesser publications. Mr. Alford first telephoned a scholar with the improbable name of Randy O. Frost, a professor of psychology at a fancy college, who has written extensively on the subject of hoarding. Now, for the avoidance of doubt, I should say that Professor Frost was probably christened Randolph, which is a perfectly respectable name. But I'm always struck by the number of Americans who have no problem abbreviating it to Randy. And not just males, either. A colleague of mine, who's now a very eminent scholar, told me a story once about his introduction to American life. He was a scholarship boy at Oxford, from an exceedingly modest background, and he was a very diligent, shy student. Having obtained a very good first, he then embarked on a PhD, and his college gave him a small grant to enable him to spend the summer vacation at an Ivy League university in the United States. He arrived at the hall of residence where he had been assigned a room, unpacked, and was wondering what to do next when there was a knock on the door, and in came a gorgeous young woman with blonde hair and teeth like whitened tombstones. "Hi," she said. "You must be Richard. I'm Randy." That was Randy with a capital R, and it took him about 3 weeks to recover from the shock. But back to Professor Randy O. Frost. Hoarders, he says, are motivated by three factors: emotional attachment, aesthetic appreciation, and utility. Hoarders of toilet papers are motivated only by the third of these, utility. And one of the characters of utility, says Randy, is an intolerance of uncertainty. Quotes, the individual needs to feel absolutely certain that some sort of negative outcome won't occur, unquote. Mr. Alford was not entirely persuaded by this analysis, and so went next to the president of the Contemporary Freudian Society, who, predictably, opined that all this goes back to, where else? Childhood. Quotes, the fact that now we are all presumably losing control creates a regressive push to a very early time, said she. So I guess that translates in the unconscious to, if I have a lifelong supply of toilet paper, I'll never be out of control, never be a helpless, dirty child again. Unquote. Encouraged by this, Mr. Alford started delving into Freud's views on feces and other matters not suitable for a family podcast. And of course, being a New Yorker writer on expenses, he didn't know where to stop. So he went on to interview a scholar who studied excrement in the late Middle Ages, followed by a lecturer in cultural anthropology in Wellington, New Zealand, who has written a blog post entitled A Cultural Analysis of Toilet Paper. I was about to Google it, but then something stayed my hand. It was the thought that one can have too much of a bad thing. And besides, I much prefer the supply chain explanation.